Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.
1670 AM, The Zone. From her mouth to the field's ears, this is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Boy, and so happy to see so many people that showed up for the Dane County Breakfast on the Farm Saturday, the Oconee County Breakfast on the Farm on Sunday. Great turnout. The weather obviously helped in all of those events, and many of you may have also had some graduation responsibilities you were taking care of. The good news was the weather was not an element you had to worry about. We'll be talking more about June dairy celebrations across the state of Wisconsin. Culver's is getting in on some of the celebrating. You know, here in Wisconsin, we may love our cheese curds, but let's face it, you get outside the state of Wisconsin and cheese curds can be a foreign food item. We're going to be talking about how Culver's is taking their food on the road to try to help expand people's palates and help them understand cheese curds. Just one of the stories we've got for you today. Weather-wise, well, it is going to be a hot, sticky week for all the kids that are coming to Madison for the 93rd Wisconsin State FFA Convention. Those blue and gold corduroy jackets might be a little much. Today, we're expecting about a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, 82 the expected high. Tomorrow, sunshine and 95. Wednesday, some afternoon thunderstorms possible, daytime highs 92 degrees, and then we start cooling down again as of Thursday. Stumacher, ag meteorologist, has the weather details coming up.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
It's 15 minutes until dinner time, and between everything on the stove, table, and cutting board, you've got enough to worry about. But everyone knows the meal isn't complete without warm, delicious rolls. So what can you do? There's no time to make rolls from scratch or pick some up from the bakery. Now you don't have to compromise. Try Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls with all the taste and freshness of homemade rolls, ready in around 10 minutes. Simply heat them in the oven and you're done. No prep necessary, no stress required. Complete the meal with Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls.
Trade deals and export markets are top of mind for the majority of our ag organizations, not only here in Wisconsin, but across the nation. I'm Stephanie Hoff from the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison. And in turbulent economic times between war and weather, agriculture is looking for direction from those in DC about what's happening with international relationships. Bob, you've got some answers for us.
That's right. And these people from Washington are going to the source. They're heading to Europe and the European Union. Third District Congressman Ron Kind was part of a team that went from the United States here just a couple of weeks ago. They spent time in Brussels talking with the European Union. Again, this Ukraine situation, what's going to happen with trade, with agricultural growth, with exports. Also, they made a stop in London because of Brexit. And will there be a barrier put up between the Irish folks and the Northern Irish folks? That's a real concern because of trade issues. So we talked to him about that, but we started in the European Union Brussels conversation as he had a lot to say about that. And as he said, there's still a lot of work to do.
But last week was busy. We were in Brussels, London, also in Ireland, in Brussels meeting with NATO and EU officials, obviously involving Ukraine and our security alliance there. But also the issue I've been very involved in, that's the high-tech export ban against Russia. You know, cutting off the microprocessors, the microchips, the software, the computers, everything that a modern economy needs to run on, including a modern army, and we're hitting them hard. And I just want to make sure that we're on the same page with our EU and Great Britain allies so there's no daylight separating us. Our strength is our unity. They understand that. And I think giving President Biden a lot of credit. He's been able to unite the free world to stand up against Putin's aggression and put together a really strong economic sanctions regime that is having an effect on Russia and will in the coming days. But it's heartbreaking seeing what's happening in eastern Ukraine under present circumstances.
As you look, though, at they need high tech, but there's still China out there. They can't provide enough to the Russians. We are actually hurting them.
China's been an interesting country to keep an eye on because we've been watching them closely and warning them that if they try backfilling our sanctions, there'll be consequences with them. And we've noticed China has not been attempting to backfill, which is very interesting. They've been purchasing some additional energy resources, but there's only so much they can do on that front from Russia. So China, I think, is recognizing that they don't want to exactly be in the same bed with an international war criminal. Vladimir Putin attacking another sovereign nation, but you know, the enemy of their enemy, and they, anything that they can do to poke us in the eye, they're willing to do that. And of course there's implications involving Taiwan, and they're watching very closely how the free world responds to Putin and Ukraine, because that might give them an open door to do something crazy involving Taiwan. So far we haven't seen that or any indications, but they are worthy to keep an eye on.
The countries of the EU, the European Union, seem united in this effort, or are there some that are more iffy than others?
Well, 26 of the 27 are right on board, you know, and then you have Turkey and also Orban in Hungary right now, too. And it's Orban who's really holding up the oil sanctions ban against Russia, and that's what's obviously financing the Russian military right now. If we can get him on board with some side agreement, he's always looking for a deal, a carve-out for himself. And Turkey, too, has a unique relationship with Russia, having bought some of their military defense systems from Russia. And so we're trying to, but they also provide valuable assistance to the NATO alliance. So there are just a couple of countries there. Now with Finland and Sweden looking to join, that's going to strengthen the alliance. They were, for all practical purposes, strong partners with us already when it came to intel sharing and certain military capabilities that they have along Russia's border. But that will only strengthen the alliance. And everything Putin claimed he was trying to prevent by invading Ukraine, just the opposite is happening. Between unifying NATO, unifying Europe, unifying us even in our response in the free world against him. And I think this is going to go down as one of the great strategic mistakes of the 21st century.
And let's hope it goes down very, very soon. As far as the Ukraine and Putin are concerned, he said recently he's willing to let grain and other exports leave Ukraine through Crimea, the Black Sea. But Mariupol is pretty much off the map. That was their biggest port.
Well, he's willing so long as we lift the sanctions.
I was going to say, all sanctions or what? And I can't imagine that's going to happen.
Yeah, he's demanding all sanctions, which is unrealistic and an impossibility. As long as he's still attacking Ukraine, we're not lifting those sanctions. But we have been talking and working very closely with Poland as far as some land routes to get some of that grain out of Ukraine through Poland and then Western Europe, since the Black Sea is getting very difficult to navigate and they're closing that off. But this is a real humanitarian crisis. Food security and the grain that's needed, especially in the Middle East and Egypt right now, the wheat that they depend on, even the sunflower oil that comes predominantly from Ukraine. You see where the markets are going with all that. And this is going to be a problem, and we need to keep working through it with our allies and see if there are some alternate routes that we can take over land and not shipping in order to get that grain to markets.
And you went from Brussels to London, and of course the English-Irish situation with Northern Ireland is a challenge as well. We don't want to have a border between Ireland and Northern Ireland. Boris Johnson, who knows what his next move, but what's the update on that? Because they're good export markets for us, too.
Yeah, there's a few of us that stopped in London, too, and we had a good conversation with the Prime Minister and the Foreign Secretary in regards to the Irish border. And now is not the time to be rolling back the Good Friday Agreement, which has kept the peace in Ireland. We're coming up on the 25th year anniversary of the Good Friday Agreement next year. And it's been an incredible success story. It was the longest ethnic dispute in the world up until that time. It dates back 800 years, that fight in Ireland. And so we want to protect the peace agreement, make sure that violence doesn't flare up. We don't want a trade war between the UK and the European Union. All this stems from Brexit and how you treat Northern Ireland, which technically is a part of the UK, which technically now is not a part of the common marketplace. And that's where the dispute lies. And we're trying to run through options in order to find a landing zone so that Great Britain can trade with Northern Ireland, it's part of them after all, while maintaining that open border with the Republic of Ireland. And there were flare-ups of violence last year in Derry and in Belfast. We don't want to see a repeat of that this year or leading up to the 25th anniversary. So no trade war, hopefully, between UK and the European Union. That wouldn't do us any good when we all need to be focused on the solidarity against Russia right now. And we certainly don't want to see a breakdown in the peace in Ireland today.
Looking at that situation, which is likely to hold out more, the 25-year agreement or Boris Johnson? Which one is, because he's not the most popular guy in England right now.
No, he's not. You know, he's got the party gate that he's dealing with and accusations of him lying to a parliament, which is never a good thing. But as long as enough of the backbenchers continue to support him, you know, there won't be a vote of confidence against him, and he just keeps chugging along. Of course, he has shown leadership when it came to Ukraine. He's good at distractions, trying to distract people from other issues that he may not want them focused on. But everyone we met with doesn't want to see a breakdown in the Good Friday Agreement. They want to try to keep the peace. But we have some complicated trade issues that need to be worked out, and that was one of the purposes of the trip, to see if we can keep that harmony going.
And hopefully we can. But speaking of trade here, quickly, the administration has made it an effort to get these ports on both coasts opened up, working 24/7 type of thing. What kind of success are they having with that? Because still these trade challenges are really hurting our export markets.
Yeah, you know, we've made a lot of progress. And again, to the president's credit, he saw this as a major bottleneck issue with the supply chain, with the shipping containers sitting out in the water. We went from about 150 idle major carriers to down to less than 10 today. So it's starting to flow. We have legislation now that would require those empty containers heading back to China to be filled with American goods. A lot of them were just being shipped empty again, which made absolutely no sense.
But does legislation in our country affect ships that are flagged from other countries?
From us to them, it will, but not from them. And of course, they have an incentive to load their ships and bring it our way. I mean, the chemical company distributor that we were with this morning, they do import a lot of those raw materials from China, and they're getting hit with those 301 tariffs, which is driving up the price. Again, these are the inflationary pressures that we're seeing in our economy today. But the major one that's driving this is the energy sector, because Russia, a major oil producer, has declared war on another nation, has just disrupted the markets that way. And
that's Wisconsin Congressman Ron Kind and Bob Bosol talking a little bit about the trade discussions that are ongoing and world revelations, obviously, as they try to figure out exactly how they are going to have an opportunity to move some of that grain out of Russia to the world marketplace, not so much just for the markets, but also to make sure that the world is being fed. From the southern end of the world's longest barn in Madison, I'm Pam Yonke.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Yonke.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
If you're interested in a rewarding career with a strong Wisconsin company, Rural Mutual Insurance is looking to add to their growing team of successful employees and agents. Apply online today at ruralmutual.com/careers.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Every year, millions of Americans use opioids to manage pain. Pain can be unrelenting, overwhelming, and all-consuming. So why do so many of us try to manage pain only from the palm of our hands? Doctor-prescribed opioids are appropriate in some cases, but they just mask the pain. And reliance on opioids has led to the worst drug crisis in American history. That's why the CDC recommends safer alternatives, like physical therapy, to manage pain. Physical therapists treat pain through movement, hands-on care, and patient education, no warning labels required. And by increasing physical activity, you can also reduce your risk of other chronic diseases. Pain is personal, but treating pain takes teamwork. When it comes to your health, you have a choice. Choose more movement and better health. Choose physical therapy. Visit MoveForwardPT.com to find a physical therapist in your area. This message is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
You can't beat fun at the old ballpark unless it's the Grand Slam giveaway at Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison. Starting at noon on Sunday, June 26th, 24 winners will each spin the wheel to score a cash prize between $500 and $3,000. Then at 4 o'clock, one grand prize winner will knock it out of the park and bring home the big one, $10,000 in cash. Don't miss out. We're giving away up to $82,000 in total cash prizes. Swing for the fences at
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison.
This is the Midwest Farm Report.
From field to fork and everything in between is why the kids from Wisconsin say it's a great way to start your day.
Every time I hear the kids from Wisconsin, I think about all the fair activity and those performers. Last time I saw them was at the Wisconsin State Fair, and I think it was with weather almost like what we're going to experience this week. Let's talk about it. Time for a Compure Financial Ag Weather Update. And Stu Muck, Ag Meteorologist, is along with us. Yikes. This looks kind of foreboding out there. I mean, it is about the heat, but there's also a lot of volatility to this weather coming towards us.
Well, and they work together. I mean, a little weak frontal boundary trying to move in when you're talking temps, you know, that push up well into the 90s tomorrow, and there's a lot of humidity with it. Any little disturbance in the atmosphere can really turn into something. So we've got a lot to watch, and we start out this morning talking about what we know will come up, and that's the heat. We all share in a heat advisory from 11 a.m. until 8 p.m. Tuesday. But boy, the lucky folks in eastern and southern Wisconsin, they get that heat advisory to extend another 24 hours until 8 p.m. Wednesday. Not just Tuesday, but Wednesday, especially in eastern and southern Wisconsin. Have to talk about that heat building in. Low pressure out to the west and South Dakota this morning. There's rain in north and South Dakota into Minnesota. Just starting to scatter into very far northwest Wisconsin. Western Wisconsin seeing a scattered shower, could even be a thunderstorm as we head toward midday. For those of us in the east and south, a little more likely toward the mid and late afternoon. And we could talk about pretty easily some quarter to half inch amounts of rain with these thunderstorms. There'll be another chance of some rain around Wednesday night, when upwards of another half inch of rain may be around. And in between, the hot air is going to be sandwiched in. I'll have forecast details right after this.
As a proud supporter of the dairy industry, Compure Financial sends a special thank you to dairy producers during June Dairy Month. Compure recognizes the dedication it takes to produce safe and nutritious dairy products for our nation and world, and is grateful to all the hardworking farmers and their families. Give your local Compure team a call at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. For your lending and other financial needs. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved.
It's 15 minutes until dinner time, and between everything on the stove, table, and cutting board, you've got enough to worry about. But everyone knows the meal isn't complete without warm, delicious rolls. So what can you do? There's no time to make rolls from scratch or pick some up from the bakery. Now you don't have to compromise. Try Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls with all the taste and freshness of homemade rolls, ready in around 10 minutes. Simply heat them in the oven and you're done. No prep necessary, no stress required. Complete the meal with Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls.
All right, buddy, lay it on us. It looks like today is a little bit more about the severe weather side of things than the humidity and the heat, huh?
Well, yeah, but that's building in as well. I mean, we're talking upper 70s for most of us. That's about normal. Old La Crosse could be around 80 or so. Eau Claire going to be in the upper 70s. And then showers. Could be a thunderstorm that developing even toward midday in western Wisconsin in the afternoon further east and south. And there could be some localized heavy rain. Be on the alert. And those temps, like I've said, upper 70s, about 80. Southeast winds at 5 to 15. Scattered showers or storms ending from west to east overnight. Mostly cloudy. Upper 60s, a 70 here and there. Stays kind of sticky. East winds at 5 to 10. Mostly sunny. Hot Tuesday. The heat advisory, 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. Mid and upper 90s tomorrow. Heat index values up at 103 to 105. South winds at 5 to 15. Wednesday, well, mostly sunny and hot. Showers, could be some thunderstorms again building in Wednesday as we look toward midday or afternoon, and still in the low 90s in the east, upper 80s in the west. So, Pam, it's going to be kind of hot and very uncomfortable, no doubt, as we head through Tuesday and Wednesday. And watch out for storms if you're working outdoors, even today and certainly Wednesday.
Yeah, very good point. All right, Stu, thanks. Appreciate it. Stu Muck, our ag meteorologist, with the first of what I'm sure are going to be critical weather updates for you during this highly active week. It's all brought to you this morning by Compere Financial. Compere Financial is your financial partner committed to agriculture and rural America. Visit compere.com.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
There goes Pam Youngke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to R Equipment. Check out the affordable, efficient, versatile tractor line at R Equipment and ask for Mr. Versatile, Chunk Gill. And from the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, promoting Wisconsin's world-class dairy products since 1983. Look for their Proudly Wisconsin badge on dairy products. Keep up with Pam at fabulousfarmbabe.net on Facebook and Twitter.
Deuce and Bobcat continues to fill sought-after positions at their Johnson Creek facility. Stop by the Deuce and Bobcat Job Fair Wednesday, June 15th, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. and 2 to 4 p.m. to learn about their benefits. Opportunities like first and second shift assembly, laser operators, and brake press operators, plus a $2,000 sign-on bonus this month. Go to bobcat.com/nowhiring to find out more. Deuce and Bobcat off I-94 between Madison and Milwaukee is now hiring, an equal opportunity employer.
Because of you, someone gets to go home instead of working a double. Because of you, call lights will be answered a little bit faster. Because you are the Bright Star in that facility. Bright Star Medical Staffing is looking for caregivers and nurses. Bright Star believes providing the highest quality temporary staff means better care. It's the reason you got into healthcare in the first place. Be the Bright Star in someone's life. Work with Bright Star. Apply today at brightstarjobs.com.
It's the Bergstrom June 3000 Humane Society Challenge. Help us help the local animal shelters and donate $300,000 to the Humane Societies in our communities. For every vehicle that you purchase in June, Bergstrom Automotive will contribute $100 to the surgery center at the Humane Society in your area. During the Bergstrom June 3000 Challenge, shop from the largest selection of Chevy trucks and SUVs in Wisconsin, all with Bergstrom's negotiation-free upfront pricing, including our exclusive 7-day lowest price protection guarantee and 7-day money-back guarantee. Choose a vehicle that's in stock, reserve one that's on the way, or order one just the way you want it. Help us donate $300,000 and secure the equipment and medicine to get these animals the care that they need. Find new roads in a new Chevrolet. Stop in or shop and purchase at BergstromChevrolet.com. Let's take care of the animals together.
ADHD. It's the child who can't pay attention or sit still in school, right? The answer may be yes. Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder, or ADHD, can be complicated and it can last a lifetime. Living with a condition can sometimes be a challenge. It may take years to accept a formal diagnosis, and it's not always easy to find the right treatment plan. Did you know that up to 75% of children and adolescents with ADHD have at least one additional mental health condition that also requires a comprehensive approach to treatment? ADHD guidelines were recently updated to reflect the need to screen for associated disorders. Be sure to talk with your child's doctor about proper screening and visit moretoadhd.com for additional information. That's moretoadhd.com. This message has been brought to you in partnership with ADA, ACO, and CHAD.
You love your home. It's full of memories from the past and even more memories to be made. When you're ready to spruce it up, contact AF Construction. AF Construction will talk to you about your addition ideas, like a relaxing three-season sunroom or expanded living space. AF Construction, your local hands-on remodeling contractor, offering line item estimates and eye-popping results. For your free consultation, visit afconstructionllc.com. Get ready for a remarkable new look.
Let's ride bikes.
Let's ride bikes.
Let's ride bikes.
Let's ride bikes.
Having your bicycle serviced at the shop is a real hassle.
I'm Andy Q, owner of the Bikemobile. For the past 25 years, I've watched people wrestle with their bikes in shop parking lots. I knew there had to be an easier way, so I started the Bikemobile. The Bikemobile is a mobile bicycle repair van that comes to you at home or at work. Book your appointment today at thebikemobile.com and let's ride bikes.
What's the difference between shopping William Thomas Custom Jewelry and a franchise jewelry store? The young rep at the franchise store probably knows more about their cell phone than they do exquisite jewelry. And where will they be in the future when you need them? William Thomas Custom Jewelry is a Madison original, and they'll be here for you whenever you need them. Creating one-of-a-kind pieces and here for the long haul.
William Thomas Custom Jewelry, your inspiration, your custom jeweler.
Sean, you are in England right now. The LIV teed off yesterday. First of all, before we get into that, what's the vibe on the LIV as the PGA just suspended 17 of these guys? What's the vibe on the LIV right now? Is this kind of like a, hey, F you to the PGA? Is this them taking a stand? Like, what essentially is the LIV for people out there wondering?
Yeah, it's a complex thing, but basically it is a golf series of eight events that is being funded by the Saudi Arabian government. And they are rivaling the PGA Tour and putting a bunch of money in the pockets of some of the, I guess, most famous golfers in the world. Phil Mickelson, Dustin Johnson, Sergio Garcia, frankly, a lot of older guys, veteran guys that are probably past their prime, but still draw a crowd. Yeah, they've had their first round yesterday. It's a different event. It's a team event and an individual event at the same time, kind of like the Tour de France has teams and individual racers as well. And they're playing for the biggest prize that golf has ever seen. There's a $20 million purse for the individuals and an extra $5 million going out to the team. So
wow.
It's extremely controversial because of where the money is coming from.
Yeah.
And the fact that Saudi Arabian government has done this in other corners of the sports world. You know, they've purchased soccer teams, and they have purchased part of the F1 driving series. And this is their way of getting into the golf world. And the PGA Tour doesn't want it. They don't want it to happen. So it feels like we're at the kind of center of a splintering, I guess, is what I called it yesterday.
And here you are covering it all right there. So, in your humble opinion, do you think the PGA is concerned about, you know, them, you know, taking away some of these, as you said, older golfers? I know Dustin Johnson there and et cetera. But, you know, are they concerned that it's messing kind of with their bottom line? Or, you know, what's the concern of the PGA?
Oh, they totally are. The PGA Tour is, it's a weird, it's technically a nonprofit of like 220 independent contractors. Like Rory McIlroy is an independent contractor. He decides where he plays, what tournaments he wants to compete in. Ricky Fowler is the same way. Jordan Spieth is the same way. And all together, they make up the PGA Tour, which is the status quo. It's 42 or 43 events every single year. There's many millions of dollars on it, but altogether, the PGA Tour's purse doesn't even come it pales in comparison to the amount of money that is going into these events, the amount of money that's just being passed over when Phil Mickelson signs on the dotted line.
Yeah.
So it's a huge deal because the status quo is being up, you know, it's being upheaval. Like it's being upturned right now.
Crazy.
And what the PGA Tour has going for it, though, is the top 10 players in the world are committed to it. So, you know, as I discussed, the veterans and some of the older players that are past their prime are competing in this LIV series.
Yeah.
They are not the top 10 players in the world. So, like, this week, Rory McIlroy is playing in Canada. Justin Thomas is playing on the tour event in Canada. It's a long way from here, but it also doesn't feel that far from here because they're being asked about it. Like, it feels like there's now two sides to a golf turf war, and it's going to end up getting shaked out, like, probably in the court system.
Wow.
And this could go to the Supreme Court at some point.
Like, wow.
There's going to be a lot of lawyers involved, antitrust lawsuits, and yesterday was really kind of like the day it all got real.
Crazy.
So say that they do get, like, the Supreme Court or these higher powers involved and they rule in the favor of the PGA. Do you think the PGA would then allow the Dustin Johnsons and Phil Mickelsons of the world to come back and play at the PGA Tour, because therefore at that time it would be like illegal to play in Saudi. Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I think that it's not a crazy plausibility. You know, if it would go to the courts and the PGA Tour would win, there would be value in them allowing these players to return with their tail between their legs. that frankly feels like at least a full year away. Like this is going to trickle out both slowly and fast at the same time. Like it's been a trickle to this point. And then yesterday you had tee balls go in the air for the first time. And 20 minutes later, the PGA Tour sends out a memo to its members saying these guys are banned. So like, it was a trickle, and then wham, it all happened really quickly.
Hang on to your tractors. Here's another update. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Well, I imagine tractors will be rolling this week, trying to finish up any hay that remains out there. Maybe still some small grains that are getting harvested, or might be out there trying to combat the weeds and the bugs. It's going to be a warm week across the state of Wisconsin, no doubt about that. A good chance of showers and thunderstorms this afternoon. 82 are expected high, and then brace yourself. Tomorrow, sunshine and 95. Wednesday, sunshine and 92 with some afternoon thunderstorms developing. Boy, now is a good time to make sure that you've got all your equipment operating when it comes to barn fans, the chiller plates on our dairy equipment. Just make sure everything is working right, because once that heat shows up, you don't want to have to be doing repairs, that's for sure. So today is the 13th day of June. What can I tell you? Not a lot of items that jump to mind today. Happy birthday to actor-comedian Tim Allen, something from Michigan, 69 years young today. And Ashley Olsen from Full House, she is 36 years old today. That's about all I've got for you this morning, but that's okay. We've got plenty of other food news that we want to get to, starting off with the fact that the 93rd Wisconsin State FFA Convention is going to slowly start revving up today in Madison. Don't forget, the official convention start is tomorrow, and we'll conclude on Thursday morning when we're introduced to the 2023 FFA State Officer Team. Now, our own Allison Lund is going to be there all through the events, and she'll be bringing us daily updates right here. Otherwise, follow along. Fabulous Farm Babe on Facebook. That's where we'll be posting pictures from the 93rd Wisconsin State FFA Convention.
It's 15 minutes until dinner time, and between everything on the stove, table, and cutting board, you've got enough to worry about. But everyone knows the meal isn't complete without warm, delicious rolls. So what can you do? There's no time to make rolls from scratch or pick some up from the bakery. Now you don't have to compromise. Try Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls with all the taste and freshness of homemade rolls, ready in around 10 minutes. Simply heat them in the oven and you're done. No prep necessary, no stress required. Complete the meal with Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls.
BioVet Microbial and Nutritional Supplements are formulated by their own staff veterinarian. Their focus on technology, research, and innovation ensures that your livestock receive live microbials and the absolute best nutritional ingredients to support all stages of health, growth, production, and reproduction. When you think healthy livestock, think BioVet, and let them help you grow your profits. Call today, 1-800-BIOVET-1, or find them online at bio-vet.com.
As a dairy farmer, you depend on your milk receiver pump. McFinn Technologies of Kenosha introduces the impressive Bopeller pump. It's quieter, there's lower maintenance, as the seals last much longer than your old milk receiver pump. It offers a more powerful cleaning cycle with higher velocities, and it doesn't degrade the quality of your milk. Ask your dealer for the Bopeller milk receiver pump, patented by McFinn Technologies, an American company committed to providing a better product for the dairy industry.
It's 15 minutes until dinner time, and between everything on the stove, table, and cutting board, you've got enough to worry about. But everyone knows the meal isn't complete without warm, delicious rolls. So what can you do? There's no time to make rolls from scratch or pick some up from the bakery. Now you don't have to compromise. Try Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls with all the taste and freshness of homemade rolls, ready in around 10 minutes. Simply heat them in the oven and you're done. No prep necessary, no stress required. Complete the meal with Rhodes Warm and Serve Rolls.
Boy, keep an eye on the Dow Jones Industrial Average this morning. It is already down 600 points as we roll into a Monday trade session. December corn is up 2, currently at 722. November soybeans down 22, 1545. July wheat's up 8 right now at 1078 a bushel. On Friday in Chicago, barrel cheese dropped 6.25 cents to 224 and a quarter. 40-pound block cheese was down 2. 225 and a half. Double A butter on Friday lost 2.5 cents, down to 297 and a half per pound. You know, in Wisconsin, we talk so much about cheese because we lead the nation in cheese production, and we lead the nation in unique cheeses being produced. And while we may be connoisseurs of cheese, not everybody in the United States is. Take, for example, our cheese curds. Maybe you enjoyed some over the weekend at a June dairy event. Well, Allison Demmer, who is with Culver's, says that they are striking off on a 17-city tour with a brand new Taste of Delicious food truck to try to help people better understand the benefits, the joy of a cheese curd.
Right. Right now, every cheese curd served at Culver's across the country is actually still made by the master cheesemakers at LeGrander's Hillside Dairy in Stanley, Wisconsin. So you want to talk about a proudly Wisconsin cheese story? It is just that, our cheese curds. And we love that story because we know that that means that not only are they being made by the LeGrander's Hillside Dairy, but we know that Wisconsin dairy is a huge part of that story. And we love being able to interact with the Wisconsin dairy farmers making the great quality milk that allows us to serve delicious cheese curds to all of our guests. And our cheese curds are made with yellow and white cheddar. And really, it's just fun to be able to experience and help guests experience what a cheese curd is. Because when you head south, we're helping really new guests try a cheese curd for a first time and allows them to link back to Wisconsin dairy.
It is kind of interesting. Allison Demmer, along with us, public relations manager for Culver's. Let's talk more about that, because what is a staple in Wisconsin can be very foreign in other areas. And like she said, remember, Culver's brand extends far beyond our borders. Now, Allison, you were mentioning to me that you are going to have a busy summer with a Culver's food truck. Tell me about that and how it helps even those franchisees outside the state get to know a little bit more about Culver's and its brands.
This summer, Culver's is actually launching a new campaign that we call Welcome to Delicious, which continuously tells our agricultural elements that the brand has. And one of those things that we're headlining with is actually a 17-city tour, which is featuring Culver's first ever food truck. And that will help us take our fresh frozen custard and Wisconsin cheese curds to 17 new markets and really bring that quality food with fresh ingredients. And of course, we want to talk about the great care that goes into not only the quality products, but why we believe that when things are done with a little extra Culver's hospitality and a passion for people, that it makes an experience of trying Wisconsin dairy or even our fresh frozen custard even better.
Now that is a road trip I could enjoy. Allison Demmer with Culver's headed out with that Taste of Delicious food truck, those Wisconsin cheese curds, to 17 cities across the United States.
This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Your tough jobs, the really big ones, deserve a hard-working John Deere tractor from Sloan Implement. Right now, get 0% for 5 years and $1,000 off on a 5E Series tractor. No matter the size of your work, the John Deere 5E is the perfect fit. And when you take a seat on your tractor, your land stands to benefit. 0% for 60 months. Some restrictions apply. See Sloan Implement for details. Offer ends 10/29/22. Powered up with
Sloan. You can rely on Blaine's Farm and Fleet for the best prices on products that deliver, like Baylin Heavy Duty Rail Gates, now 10% off. Keep your fences standing tall and strong with Chicago Heights Steel 6-foot white top T-posts, on sale $475. Other size posts also on sale. Replace worn-out electric horse fence with Thoroughbred Heavy Duty 12-strand Polybraid, a 600-foot roll priced at $79.99. Keep your horses in tip-top shape with the AgriMaster line of horse supplements. Choose from Hoof Supplement, Senior Combo, Flex Aid, and Weight Booster. Your choice, $4 off. You'll also find these great doorbuster deals. Frontline Plus for dogs or cats. Rewards members now take $3 off. Men's Work and Sport heavyweight pocket t-shirts are on sale, $12.99. Big and tall sizes also available. And while you're at the store shopping, stock up on canning jars and lids from Country Classics. They're now buy one, get one free. That's genuine value from Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Sometimes people think we're the bathroom remodeling place that just covers up your old stuff. It's how Rebath got its start 40 years ago. But just as technology has improved since dial phones, we've grown to become a total bathroom remodeling company. Free in-home consultation, free custom design, an affordable new bath in just days, not weeks. Visit our showroom on Stoughton Road or rebath.com. Rebath, making it easy to love your bath.
From farm to fork and everything in between, we cover it all. This is the Midwest Farm Report with Pam Youngke.
Hey, it's time again to visit with our friends from Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. And of course, always talking about the story of Wisconsin's dairy farm families, the money that they contribute to Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, also all about research, promotion, and education. WisconsinDairy.org is a great place to start, especially if you're looking for a June Dairy event near you or America's Dairyland. You're also welcome to look at that at social media. We get a lot of different ways to reach you. And one gal that's working to always reach consumers with a lot of different stories and also reaching our food service providers, Lisa Ramotowski. She is the Director of Channel Marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We've been focused in on some of the key food service partnerships that Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin has been able to forge. And really, in this day and time, those stories mean an awful lot, not just to the food service provider, Lisa, but also the consumers. Tell me a little bit more about how that dialogue, those questions from food service providers or requests, tell me how that's been evolving.
Sure. Thanks, Pam. So when we look at the food service space, we know consumers are really interested to understand where their food's coming from. And so we also know that stories connect more with consumers than stats. So talking about where the food comes from, the family that's connected to the food, and that whole process is really something that we've leaned into. And within Wisconsin, we have such amazing stories to tell. So that is where we've kind of leaned in with Culver's on our partnership in telling the story of their cheese curds. And
The curds are one of the unique staple ingredients. Now we got to remember, folks, Culver's is not just in Wisconsin. Although we love them, we call them our own, they're headquartered here, et cetera. Understand that they now broach a pretty wide geographic footprint when it comes to sharing curds with places that may not know what they are. What is this taste? What is this texture? And least of which, how did it get here? That's where Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin really leaned in, isn't it?
Yeah, that's correct. So what we found is cheese curds in Wisconsin, of course, we all know, a wonderful delicacy, right? We know them fresh, fried, many different ways, flavored. But when we look outside the state, while it's growing on menu and incidents, the opportunity to tell the true story of the food, because it really is a pure form of cheese. So we went back to the farm with working with a local farm family that every morning out there working with their herd, delivering fresh quality milk to the Granders to make the fresh curds that are then delivered to Culver's. And Culver's has over 850 locations throughout the country. So that fresh milk that starts in Wisconsin with our, you know, hardworking farm family is actually being used then in operations like in Arizona, where curds may not be so well known.
You know, and the other thing is how a food partner like Culver's not only wanted to hear the story for themselves, have that internally so that the staff, the franchisees had confidence in the product. Through their Thank a Farmer program, they really have been able to allow that to blossom. I mean, I think about events that we never would have had unless it was for the partnership with Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, like National Cheese Curd Day and things like that. Because of this partnership, we elevate that curd.
That's correct, yeah. So we've been able to really talk about that the Wisconsin cheese curd is an amazing addition to a menu. It's perfect as a side. It's snackable. So it really crosses a menu occurrence when you look at a menu. And it starts with the purest of food, being milk. And so it is a really, really neat story to tell. Again, we know consumers really are interested in wanting to know, where does my food come from? How is it getting to my plate today, you know, in this restaurant? And so being able to work with partners like Culver's that really value that and understand that consumers want to know and that we've got a great story to tell.
Lisa Ramotowski is in studio with us. She is the director of channel marketing at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. We're talking about their unique food service partnership with Culver's, not just here in Wisconsin, but across the United States. And one question, Lisa, some dairy producers are going to say, now, wait a minute, how will I know or how will I see the Wisconsin dairy story when I go into a Culver's, not just in Wisconsin, but that one in Arizona? Give them an idea on some of the signage, some of the badges, and that really are always out there promoting Wisconsin.
Yes, of course. So our Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge is what is used throughout Culver's on their menu from both a digital standpoint as well as in-store. We also have some of our video assets, such as this farm story, that's going to be living on their website. We're doing some partnership for June Dairy Month, where some social assets will be out. So it's really crossing in person, in store, and online, telling that story about Wisconsin cheese, both with Wisconsin cheese, Proudly Wisconsin cheese badge, and then we're also leaning into the Proudly Wisconsin dairy badge, particularly on this promotion.
No, granted, we're focused in on Culver's for this example, but I'm wondering, how has the conversation been elevated with other food service providers? The pandemic, if nothing else, taught us that consumers do care about where their food comes from and that backstory. Are you hearing more and more food service providers that are inquiring about this kind of a thing?
We are. So we've had some really, really great conversations, and we're really focused on national accounts because on a national level, the volume's there. So talking to these food service operators, we're talking from both marketing and culinary as well as purchasing. So really talking across those decision makers in those operations, talking about the importance of Wisconsin and the fact that, you know, over 90% of consumers think that the quality of cheese affects the quality of a restaurant. And so Wisconsin, the number one origin for cheese, and the state of cheese, of course, is a great way that consumers easily connect a quality product. And so instead of just cheeseburger, it's a Wisconsin cheeseburger. And that adjective of quality is a way to keep building awareness around that.
Well, and it's a value-added proposition for those food service providers, too. That's what many people don't realize. We've got a proud heritage in Wisconsin, but that can turn into a value-added proposition for those food service providers that wrap their arms around the partnership.
It certainly is. We have, you know, we work with our research team at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, where we have some price premium optimization stories that really connect the fact that when you call out Wisconsin on a menu, it can drive a higher price point for operators. And we know within food service, pennies can make a difference, and that helps for value add.
Well, when you're talking about something that is a common denominator on many restaurant menus, like a hamburger, when you can differentiate yourself from the others, that makes a big difference too.
It certainly does. It does. So we are seeing some really great momentum around the idea of Wisconsin is part of my menu description. We also know when you start adding Wisconsin as an adjective, it also becomes a little stickier on a menu. You can't swap out. And so that's really important because we become part of their brand, which is key for us.
Now, Lisa Ramotowski is in studio with us again, like I said, Director of Channel Marketing at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. She's all about bringing the story together with our food service providers, helping them understand the transparency we have in Wisconsin's dairy industry, taking it right back to the farm. I might have cut you off a little bit. One of the campaigns we were talking about is Curd to Counter. And the part that I like is it's not staff at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin or people like me. It's people in the community. It's the dairy farmers. It's the kids that help to tell that story, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, we had the opportunity to work with a family up near Chippewa Falls who are a dairy farm that supplies to LeGrander's. And so working with them and seeing what they do every day, you know, starting at 4:30, going out milking, seeing the milk truck come and pick up. And it was just a really, really special opportunity for me personally, but just to see how we work collaboratively, really within that space from, you know, we call it herd to counter. So starting with, you know, the dairy farm, moving into the cheesemaker, and then moving into Culver's, our partner.
If you enjoy these kinds of stories, I really suggest not just during June Dairy Month, but all year round, kind of keep visiting back wisconsindairy.org, America's Dairyland on social media. Are there any particular places we should be pointing them to, Lisa, right now, to see the videos, to take a look at some of the pop-up materials that they might see in grocery stores or at restaurants? Where should they be looking so that our dairy farmers, most importantly, see their efforts at work, but also those consumers?
Yeah. So Culver's, of course, visiting any of your local Culver's, either within Wisconsin or, of course, as you travel, perhaps over the summer, they're out throughout the U.S. Culver's website will have it. And then, of course, our WisconsinDairy.org website will have some materials as well.
There you go, folks. Your hardworking dairy farm families and their checkoff dollars at work through partnerships with food service providers like Culver's that we're so very proud of. Lisa Ramotowski in studio with us. She is the director of channel marketing for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, making sure that we're continuing to tell those stories, especially during June Dairy Month in Wisconsin. Are you interested in beekeeping but still aren't sure if it's worth it? Well, Blaine's Farm and Fleet makes it easy to reap the sweet reward of homespun honey with beekeeping starter kits, accessories, and some friendly advice. Learn more, farmandfleet.com/beekeeping.